comes off the field on Monday, chance of MVP from the fans, that talk has started. Is he the MVP in your mind?
Right now he is. He's the MVP these past seven games we had, and all the hard work he's put in this team and how he's elevating his team to a different level. So we got to keep it up and kind of ignore the MVP talk and the playoff talk and just keep taking it one game at a time. He could be the MVP every week for us. Doesn't matter. So I think it's just going to happen if it's going
to
happen.
Is it difficult to do that when you're playing a team that comes in here winless?
I don't think so. I think this team stays hungry. We haven't taken anyone for granted. We game plan. We practice well. And that's one of the things I think this team is different in that area of the body of work we put in leading up to game day. It's been amazing. Everyone's dialed, focused in, and kind of knowing what to do and going out there and executing our jobs.
And certainly at home, that's been a fact. You guys have been fantastic at home. Is that sort of a mantra with Doug? I mean, it's been now 2 years of a remarkable record here at home.
Yeah, I think it's been off season. We mostly discuss winning on the road. That's what great playoff teams have to do. And then we discuss dominating at home. And I know anyone coming into Link, and we know it's hostile for guys, and we got to defend that place with our heart. And I think we just put it all on the line there. And it's just a plus being at the Link and having the fans and the energy there and just being on our home turf. It's time to go, and it's time to stick it to the other team.
Now that you've been back the last couple weeks, you've kind of adjusted everybody's life without Darren Sproles the past month. How much more has it been easier for the running backs to kind of settle into their roles, know what it's going to be each game?
I think we just, every guy just stays ready. I mean, I might run something all week, and then we get in the game, and Kenyon might get it. And then Kenyon might run something all week, and I get in the game, and I get it. So I think us just being dialed in and being ready to do whatever, we study the plays as if they're ours. They might be tagged with a different guy, but we study them as if we're going to run them, and we practice them, and we rep them a lot. So I think every guy in this room is ready for whatever they throw at us.
Will more be asked of you guys in the loss of Jason Peters?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think it's going to be asked of everyone, offense, defense, special teams. We're going to have to step it up. He was a great guy on the field. He's one of our leaders on this team. So we got to step it up and kind of show that we have the depth to do it, and we're a good team. We can compete with any guy not on the field.
Do you think you'll have to do more in pass protection, though?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think teams have been coming after these past couple games, and they're going to try us. They're going to test us. Whoever they throw in, whoever we get in there, they're going to test us and see how we holding up. And I think if we respond good, we shouldn't have a problem with it.